Hey. It's Sunday.
What you mean? Is it true?
It's cool.
Yeah, that's all we do, a kid, the truth. What it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? What it do, bitch?
Hey, I like to take this time to welcome everybody to Sunday the Scoop. Well, we coming to give y'all the scoop, the whole scoop, and nothing but the scoop, so help us God. So won't you hold on to your seatbelts? Cruising on a Sunday with a slight tilt. Kicking some heartfelt knowledge to your higher self. It's the scoop.
Mic check. Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess it's on. All right. Hey, Tony MFD. All right. It's your host, PJ the Perfect Gentleman. Got my two co-hosts with me. Tony MFD.
Why ain't y'all doing that when that fat bitch jumped on?
And Mr. Fly Jock himself.
Hey, Day-Day, that crazy bitch outside. Hey, Day-Day, that crazy bitch out there again.
For real. All right, man. It's Sunday, man. It's the scoop. Hey, thank y'all for tuning in, and then let's get right into it. Hey, y'all do see the, don't be thrown off by the topic, all right? The topic is simply because we're trying to bring some things to the forefront because we've seen some, we need some answers. We have questions, and we've seen, you know, the utmost being done.
I definitely need to have
via
a drink
social media
this
and TikTok
one.
Because we're talking about washing your ass, really. And we got some questions on that because I think that TikTok showed that, man, I don't even know. Listen, have y'all seen the little TikToks
that's some wild stuff,
with our, with our other counterparts over there, on the lighter side, they was like, they don't really wash, or they either just wash the hair, do something, and that's it. And, you know, that was the bath. And it's, you know, you let the soap, you know, you if you wash the hair, everything else trickles down, like, and that was a wash.
Okay, so how about this? When you take, is we getting in the topic now?
We can go dig into it. I was going to try to
how was your week, Tony?
What went on with us and what happened, but.
Because I think this one's going to get real.
I just want to, you know, we got a couple more questions, but at the end of the day, like, I just really wanted to bring this, like, I couldn't let that pass up, like, too far down the line, because I'm talking about they literally don't turn the whole little
TikTok into this thing
like this. It happens, man. It's too easy. Boy,
damn, I pulled too much bleach.
When that fuel, you know, when that fuel clear, that like, clean like
yeah,
that.
Boy, that bit don't even look like pine saw with ginger. That bit still light skin.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It feel like them gas tanks right now.
Yeah. All right, Tony. So how was your week, bro?
Yeah, oh, Tony. Man. MFD.
It was good, man. I ain't had that many yards to do this week. Last week, this week is going to be the week to kick my ass. Mm-hmm. Took my daughter to my first football game. If y'all follow me on social media, y'all seen that. She enjoyed the popcorn and the soda and all the things that went on around the game, but I don't know if she really enjoyed the
game. She wasn't even worried about the game like that.
Because we sitting there and we watching the game and they playing, and then she just trying to make, she say, Daddy, so when do they go to commercial?
Oh, damn.
She say, when they go on commercial? I said, baby, we are live at a game. Yes. It don't get no realer than this right here. Like, this live ain't no commercial.
But so she wanted to see that she was ready for the commercial break already.
I guess.
She basically said them Bucks was boring.
Hold on. All right,
did the Bucks end up winning the...
Nah, man. As history has shown me many times, again, this makes 7.
Yes.
If Tony motherfucking D is in the stadium, the Bucks are losing.
That's the reason they... They invited him to a preseason game.
Preseason game.
Yeah, he's not allowed in a real regular season game.
But I figured out why my daughter was asking me that, because after I told her that, you know, the game, this is live or whatever, she say, well, so they don't get no lunch break?
See?
Damn, they got to get a lunch break too?
Yeah,
my
man.
My baby just concerned for the people.
There it is. She care about the Bucks.
She all care right. about the man, the players of the Buccaneers.
She care about they stinking that. Okay.
Oh, yep.
Stinking asses out there, tight running around the whole field. Hey, you know what the funny thing about that is? I seen the LFL for the first time. And the LFL. It's like the women's football.
The women
when they be tackling.
Bro, and that they shit. Be a hidden though.
Yeah. They listen, be that hidden. Hey, shout out to every player of the LFL.
They don't even give a damn about having no lingerie.
Listen, I need to understand and know when they season start, and I'm on that. Like, I don't even care about the other football no more, but y'all can have that with the Steelers. I'm going to find me a favorite team on the LFL.
The perfect gentleman.
A perfect pervert.
Call it whatever you will. I'm just letting you know that I like the LFL. I'm talking about they was really hitting, though. You right there. You talking about pervert.
Them girls
hitting. They really in the sport, bro. They in the sport. Bro. And I don't know how they do the only thing that was really... What I'm saying, that throw me off a little bit was the shoulder pads and how they let the breast show and the shoulder pad. Because, you know, I played football. You know, the pectoral is supposed to be protected.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I don't really kind of understand. But I guess it was just to, you know, make it more appealing and whatnot. But, hey, to each his own. Hey, I'm not saying I'm finna, you know, I'm not finna toss no flags on the play or file no motions for what's going on there. All right, that's all I'm saying. Clearly,
for real,
Tony. All right, so we good then. So we can go and jump into it.
Nah, Jock, what you did this week?
Oh, I ain't do nothing. I worked.
I ain't doing nothing.
I worked and I worked.
When you got done, what else you did?
I took a shower
and then you worked some more.
And then I went to sleep. Man, I've been trying to watch Suicide Squad past 4 days.
Yep. Did you tell you doing yourself a suicide work? By trying to watch it that
It took
dumb
me
shit.
4 days to watch it and
be disappointed.
I mean, it's
stupid.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't nothing to be hyped about.
Ain't nothing you watch.
That was my first time. I ain't even see the first one, so now I'm trying to see what the first one about.
Tony? Tony, what season? What you watching, man?
For me?
Yeah,
Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I'm watching Raising Kanan. Them two episodes behind on that power thing. Spinoff.
Yeah, no childish as fuck, because I'm over here. I'm on Hunter Hunter. I just finished that season, the new
Game
5 and 6 season.
I ain't never watched Game of Thrones.
You missing out, bro.
Me neither. Don't feel bad, man. I ain't never watched that.
Every time I try, man, I ain't never seen the whole season of season 1 of Power. I don't know.
Check
you
it.
Watch The Wire.
Let's get into it, man.
About Snowfall.
Washing your ass because somebody also.
Let me get your Hulu code.
I stole it from somebody. and I ain't even got it no more now.
So. Let me get your Hulu code, man. Stop playing, man. Let me get that Hulu code.
So, all right.
So the questions was, right, when we coming out the whole thing about bathing your ass and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I just feel like it's a couple things. We can start off with the icebreaker. Right, and the icebreaker is this. I'm gonna stop saying. The icebreaker is this. Which way is the proper way? Which way is the proper way to have the toilet paper under or over?
Which way?
Huh? Like what is right? Like I'm asking a question. What is right? Should the toilet paper be under or overhand? Should it be underhand pulling? Or should it be over?
Over.
All right, so all of us is...
Over.
We say over, right?
I like to pull it down and not pull it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We get some more.
Snatch
right.
it down.
The scoop good. I think all of us... All right, all of us passed that test. All of us passed that test.
That's like asking so the baby put water on your toothpaste before you brush them.
Listen. Some people might not do it. Tony, listen, we having this discussion for a reason because the simple fact that, you know, we were kind of, you know, our culture was kind of thrown in with, you know, another culture about, you know, how to bathe, and they was like, ain't this right? And we was like, no.
Y'all comment this on ain't that no too. Way.
It's almost like the seasoning thing. You know, the seasoning on your meat and all that kind of stuff. Washing your meat before you cook it. Are you supposed to wash your meat? Matter of fact, I seen some shit where they washed the meat and the girl put a drop of bleach, a drop of Dawn.
Oh, so you did. Yeah, basically you did.
That whole was going crazy.
Mm-hmm. Listen, man.
She was not raised around her grandma.
Bro, listen, I don't know what they doing. So at the end of the day, I'm just trying to tell you guys and let you know that is some strange stuff going on, and that's the reason why we having the conversation.
Okay.
So I wanted us to know because somebody else asked, is brushing your teeth in the shower nasty?
No. To me, that's like convenient. That's what you call killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
I don't do it
all the time. Like if I'm in a rush,
I can
get it out the bathing.
No, I'm saying you go bathe, but at the same time, I mean, shit, you rinsing off everything.
Look, I look at it like this, right? See, I don't really understand it because, like, me, what I mean is, like, when I do it, I ain't really bathing. I'm more so just rinsing my body off at the moment till I get done brushing my teeth. Then I throw that bit on the sink. Then I start bathing.
Then you start,
But I'm in there at the same damn time, though.
Right.
Nah, yeah, I ain't finna. The normal water that I get from the sink, I turn into the shower. Keep it moving.
That's just like a motherfucker say, would you pee in the shower?
Yeah.
I mean, they asking the question. They said, is it nasty?
Is that nasty to pee in the shower? If
somebody else in there with you, yeah. But if it's just nasty. You by yourself, no.
Brushing your teeth in the shower.
Man, all right, y'all need to grow the y'all child, in the words of my dog, y'all child is just fuck.
Boy, y'all child is fuck, for real.
Wait, blows me sort of like the motherfuckers who take a bath at night. Mm-hmm. Your AC running good.
Mm-hmm.
Then you wake up and take another one in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That type of shit right there.
Tony
bathes at night, Tony don't bathe in the morning.
Wait, listen.
Spraying on the corona, reason, keeping it moving.
The reason they would bathe at night and then get back up and bathe is the morning shower is to wake your ass up.
Okay.
Because everybody not morning people.
I'm a morning guy, but I'm just saying everybody's not morning people.
The bath in the morning is to wake that ass up so they can get moving and going. See what I'm saying? So I know what that bath is for. Mm. Now, okay, so how many baths in a week is acceptable or doable? Like what you talking about?
How many baths in a week?
Like do you bathe every day? Like this one trying to say, like we trying to get to the point. Bro, we asking the question. Bro, listen.
Everybody's asking the questions here.
I'm
gonna tell you, like especially working with
Pat, say you sweat at night when you sleep, nigga.
Nah, getting I don't sweat.
It's Tony. Like I just said, nigga, that AC duper good.
Listen, that goddamn air conditioning throwing out icicles, that fan bumping, ain't no way, boy.
Hold on.
I got that shit blowing the icicles.
And if you sleeping with a black girl that got a bonnet on here, you got a fan in front of the damn bed, too. Need to be all tight so goddamn cold. Listen, I had to make sure that AC working because the AC ceiling fan and the fan in front of that bitch, that's too cold for me. I'm good.
The ceiling fan and the fan and the AC.
All right, now you got
that trio.
You got that little box fan running.
That's what I'm saying.
Man, y'all go wake up sniffing.
Not the box fan. that little small round.
Oh, the little small round that just
the one about that big. The one about that big. That powerful one.
I ain't gonna flex. I don't have no nightstands in my room, so it has to be a little tall fan that rotate back and forth. I'm good on all that shit.
You go wake up one side of your nostrils.
Yeah,
clogged up. Nah,
that's that fan that piss you off in the. Listen, this the trick. I'm going to tell y'all the trick. The trick is this. You don't put the fan in your face. You put it like on your body. You let it cool off your body. You don't put the fan in your face. I'm just telling you, bro.
We feel like the closer we are, the cooler we gonna feel.
Black people don't
care. But let's get back to this nasty brushing your teeth shit. Like, come on, man. Stop playing, bro. Y'all like crazy.
Well, that's not the only thing, because we want to know that is washing your hair and letting the soap trickle down. Is that...
Washing what hair?
Well,
I ain't got no damn hair.
All right, let's just say it like this here, man.
Washing your hair?
That's, I mean, all right, we're going to call it what it is.
Wash my damn scalp.
What we, you know, white people.
I don't understand.
White people.
Can we just get to the topic right now?
Said all that whites. If you, you know, wash your hair and you let it.
Just call out his name. Ashton Kutcher say he don't believe in bathing every day.
Listen, a lot of people don't.
What color are your sheets?
This what I want to know. This what I want to know, right? This is what I want to know for everybody. All right, on the panel, right?
Go.
All right. If you bathe, right? Let's say you bathe today, right? You don't go nowhere.
Okay.
Is it a must that you bathe tonight, or you see what I'm saying? Or like you get what I'm talking about.
This is how I'm gonna do it.
If you don't go nowhere, if you're in the house all day, right?
Guess what I'm gonna do? 9 times out of 10, I done took that good ookie dookie during the day. Okay. Somebody done took that good ookie dookie during the day. You will not be in the house and don't eat and don't take a good ookie dookie during the day. Okay. So, if I'm in the house all day, at night, before I go to sleep, I have to take a shower.
Yeah, I'm different on that one. I'm going to be honest with you. Back in the day, they called me Dirty Tony. It might have been for a reason or something, because you made a good point. Now, if you take a you gotta clean that bitch. But if I'm sitting in the house chilling all damn day, I'm not taking no bath that night.
That is something different. Now, if you didn't take the ookie dookie.
But now, if you took a shit, it's only right that you know, you go ahead and clean that.
Now, if I'm laying in the bed all day, just don't want to do nothing.
Go ahead. And then I'm going to say, then the female further said on this interview or this, quick interview that she had was that as long as she used no rags, and she said that.
I don't believe in that shit.
And they said, listen.
They said just with a bar of soap. Hell no.
I believe it from the military. I've heard this from, you know, gentlemen, fellas that have been in the military, but. That's how they do that bathe, especially when it ain't no hot water and it's just cold. So I've heard it from that standpoint, but they say that this was a normal thing. And they say only when, you know, some of these white girls only stated that when they only had black friends that they taught them the importance of a rag. So,
I just feel like a bar of soap, you just rubbing that bit of rag,
I'm getting that dirt.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, we just trying to see. I don't know, man. Bruh, a lot of people y'all got me all like, cause I work with like a lot of people, and I go to work tomorrow. I just go to asking shit. So
I done had this conversation at work.
Oh, you done had it already?
I done had this conversation at work.
So what did you find out?
I'm not gonna call out no names.
Damn.
But we did have a good topic at work, cause I don't believe in that. So. Especially in the field that I work in, I feel that if you work in the mechanic field,
okay,
I don't care what you do. If you work in the shop or service advisor, you still walking in and out this sun, you smell like used oil, take a bath.
You smell like outdoor, you know, outside.
I'm going to tell you what they told me. Your body is covered in clothes. So when you take your clothes off, you can bathe in the morning. I say, bro, that's nasty as hell.
Bro, that's nasty. But it doesn't make sense.
Bro, shut up, bro.
They probably feel like only from here, like from their arm on down, is dirty.
So that girl for the suck on high cholesterol nuts.
kidding. No, nah, I'm finna get
salt. No. Just get in the bed.
She finna get that steak.
She finna get that lockjaw.
That salt.
That cholesterol nut.
Man, listen.
That saltwater meat, bitch.
I mean, you know.
For real.
I had self-esteem issues in the past about, you know, maybe Mr. Dixon might have not been smelling too right, but she still went down there. Too late to call her off.
Shout out to every female. That's salt water. And shout out. No, I don't know. Never mind.
Salty nuts.
That is nasty, bro. Take a bath after work.
Man.
Now, I'm not going to lie. And I ain't ashamed. Sometimes I done went home and laid across the floor because I'm tired.
Boy, you.
And just went to sleep.
I'm with you, though. I ain't
know what I'm saying?
I would not lay on the bed.
I would not get in the bed.
I'll be on the floor.
Y'all see how I'm just going to be quiet because I ain't do nothing laying on no floor.
That nigga go cut all these yards and go lay right in the bed.
Rolling in the bed.
That's a ass nigga.
Boy, look at him.
Hey, look.
I be securing my side of the bed.
Hey, mama. Listen.
This is your side, babe.
And she Tony ain't take his outside clothes off.
Boy, look at him. Where the grass stop, that's where your ass begin. God damn it. Shit.
Girl, feeling all that dirt.
She ain't feeling a damn thing. She on her side of the bed. Her side.
Tony said, yeah, keep that shit on your side.
Don't
worry about what I do with my
side. Bitch, I seen your flow. I only through social media because I never been invited to his house. I'm sorry, I was invited one time and then I couldn't make it and I never been invited again. But it's okay. We're friends, y'all.
He full of shit.
We're friends.
So
he came to my house though. But anyway,
sleeping on the floor after work, man,
is retarded.
I am tired. I just laid down and fucked around and dozed off.
Okay.
Now, I ain't talking about going to get no pillow.
And then, like, Vicky had put her finger on your lip. And you was like,
That was
that. That's why.
That was after the podcast.
He fed it, bro. That bro
fell asleep on the floor. I'm just trying to get the whole story out.
I was on the floor then. Bro, I was on the couch.
You was on the couch.
I was on the couch.
So let me get this straight. You had to walk out your house.
Negative.
Got in your truck. Came to the podcast. Walked back out the podcast. Back to your truck. Back in your house.
That's the reason.
And then you got on the sofa and went to sleep. You didn't take a bath another time than that.
That is the reason. After I leave here, and y'all my witness, I always start the truck for that good AC so it melt the, like, I don't want to get sweat.
I understand that. But you just said you walking back and forth at your job, AC and out, probably smell like used oil. You ain't smell used oil, but you smell like, you
then
smell
I
like,
get in my
you
bed.
Smell like water down bacon.
Then
soda.
I get in my
bacon,
bed.
Baby powder.
Did I get in my bed?
I don't give a damn.
And roll over in that bed symbol. Did he get in the bed symbol?
Did I get in the bed?
But you got on the sofa.
Sat down on the couch.
Oh, now you sat down.
In clean clothes.
In clean clothes.
So, what you trying to call the
atmosphere is dirty. This is a dirty atmosphere.
Yeah,
it got
no vid in this motherfucker.
It might look good up here at school, but it's dirty up in this motherfucker.
Hey, listen.
Damn, he full of shit. This guy full of shit. No, I didn't take a shower when I sat down on the couch.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. I just wanted to make sure.
Because
clearly it's frowned upon for me to lay my black ass down because I choose not to lay on the motherfucking floor.
Nigga, you cut yards.
I ain't say I did after a yard cut, but you know what? Bitch, stay out my room.
You in the dead ass warehouse.
Yeah, you in the warehouse. So you mean tell me you don't bathe after a warehouse?
Oh, so now you got a problem with blue collar workers now.
I'm a blue collar worker.
No, bitch, your collar is white. I don't see your ass, bitch. You wear a white polo shirt.
No, I don't. Everybody that know me know I'm in a blue shirt or a gray one.
Oh.
Every time I see
it, jock shirt be buttoned up to the motherfucking T crease. I don't think his ass even leave the damn computer.
Everybody know me. I never been creased. That been fresh out the dryer. Vicky be mad.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, you must have gotten a little weight so the scratch marks didn't level out. You act like these women who think they so damn thick. Hey, Ladies, fellas, if your girl, nah, fuck that, because this shit needs to be said right now. I need to go ahead and put this shit online right now. Hey, fellas, if your girls be walking, if y'all ladies be walking around talking about, babe, I'm thick, asking y'all that question, y'all don't want to tell their ass no, this is what you do. You find the most wrinkled pair of pants that she owns and tell her to put them bitches on. If that bitch still got wrinkles in there, baby, you ain't thick. Mm-mm. No. Because them thick ones, take that wrinkles clean the fuck out of that bitch. Better than starch. I'm just going to go ahead and say it out there. I don't... Shut up, man.
God damn. Tone the motherfucker D, man.
So that's the reason why she don't use no iron.
Okay,
you see how I threw it in there?
I'm telling you. Fellas, that's out there in that single world. Back in my day, the best thing you could ever do was stay night at somebody's house. You know, you got your little sleeping bag or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You stay night at somebody's house, then you go to ask them where they iron at. They say, I ain't got no iron.
She thick.
She
thick.
I'm just saying.
Oh, hell no.
Look for, man. That's the best way to get out of, babe, do I look thick?
God damn, boy. Hey, well, y'all
don't see. What page you ain't wearing? That's all.
Y'all don't
say
it in my crew
or not.
Okay. Okay, so we got the whole point. So we got the night shower, the morning shower. We got that down pat. We got that out the way. We got the showering every day. We got that out the way.
Right.
All right, so, all right, next question. All mm-hmm. right, I touched on the rad part.
Okay.
All right, because we just touched on that part, you know, okay. about, you know, because... The other side say that they, you know, ain't got to really use no rag, you know. But you know, if you don't use the rag, then you use the little what the little things called? Them little
sponges.
Yeah, them little
I
sponges.
I still don't believe in that.
You know,
yeah, them shits.
Hey, you know, honestly, I just learned that there are different types of those. That there's like softer ones and it's harder ones and shit like that. Like
my mama raised me on a rag. So
okay, so all right, let's go to. In what order do you wash your ass? Let's put these orders out here. Come on. Let's go to the orders.
I start from the neck down. Mm-hmm. And then I wipe the ass last. You know what I'm saying?
Now let me ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead. This is just a question, bro. Okay. I just want to know if anybody like...
I know what you would ask.
Like. This ain't got shit to do with it.
Go.
You wash your ass.
Go.
But, like, if you taking a shower with somebody else.
What?
Like, you taking a shower with Vicky.
Okay. We
follow me. Do you, like, try and sneak and wash your ass? Or you just, like... Like, do you feel uncomfortable? Washing it in front of other people.
You just do that shit cute. You just be cute with it, dog. You got to be
cute.
Yeah, but you got to be. Yeah, bro. You got to be cute, know, like,
with it, bro. Fuck around and look at that rag and it's corn on.
Like, you know you don't shit it, and then you want to get your ass in the shower. Hey, so you want that bitch? Like,
bro, fuck around and wipe that bitch glass.
You see a chip of corn.
Like you do, cause you look at the rag just like you look at the tissue after you wipe your ass. Like you do. But like you know you don't shit. So you are, look, this bitch talking about being cute. Look, bro. You all in the shower. She looking at you. You better. You trying to. Everybody watching you long back.
You know you want to look at that bitch.
Yeah. You just borrow that bitch up and fold it over three more times.
Man. Let me tell you.
Man.
I handle that issue. While I'm on that toilet. I just learned something. See, I learned where we were fucking up at when it come down to wiping our ass.
Hey, bro, what we're not finna do is give a tutorial on ass wiping.
Listen, I'm finna get this tutorial.
Like, I ain't about to sit up here and listen to this.
He went to YouTube for this.
Hey.
How you wipe your ass?
Probably wipe your ass. You must first.
Volume one.
In a downward motion. Like,
listen, volume one.
Bro, listen.
You have to, like,
Wipe until it's right. Bruh, wipe until it's
listen,
right.
Listen, if you don't that's have it. If you don't have no bidet, which is you know, I don't have a bidet.
Bro, so this man talking about. But I'm just saying. This nigga trying to be bad and bougie.
Bro, no.
Like, bitch, ain't nobody watching the show got no damn bidet.
Right. That, well, maybe not. Maybe not now because, you know, that's kind of like the thing, especially after the toilet paper fiasco from the, you know, COVID situation.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, like, I am a plumber. Shout out to Willpower. That's have been installing bidets. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, especially older people that have, you know, they can't go out here and fight with young people can they ass in the stove buying, you know, all the right, multiple toilet tissues at one time.
We understand, but we all still right. don't want to so hear a tutorial wiping your
this
ass.
This is what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying, like, we be like that. If you standing up, you already doing it wrong. Let's just say it like that. You standing up, you doing it wrong.
All opposed right? to lean to the side.
What?
Supposed to lean with it, rock.
Yeah,
with
bro, you ain't got to stand up.
What you stand up on the one ass chick?
All I said, hey, I said,
supposed to
stand
to
up, you doing it wrong. Yeah. When you stand up, them booty cheeks closed.
Yeah, you hiding all that hooky dookie.
So you niggas stay on the toilet. You niggas just,
bro, you got to lean with it.
You got to lean with it, rock with it. I'm telling you, hey.
I thought that's what the girls, I thought that's what the ladies said.
I thought that for a while, too.
But, bitch, I'm not going to take it for my life. I'm not changing up because you niggas say lean the fuck to the side.
Well, all right, truth to answer the question on the ground that man is criminating.
You lean over that bitch and your toilet seat loosen that bitch come off your ass going on the fucking ground. Stand your dumb ass up, man.
You put a fall in there.
Yeah, you know your toilet seat loose. And you do, nah, I'm trying to lean.
That's why you can't have no cheap toilet seat, though.
So with now, that being said, come to hear me.
You got to make sure your throne,
yeah,
right?
Like, bro, you got to have a toilet seat that's sturdy. Know what I'm saying? Don't that be, bro, you need to start standing up, bro.
Man, fuck you. I've been standing up all my life. I've had to stand.
Well, that boy there.
Listen.
That boy hiding all that ookie do.
Nah, bitch. When the toilet paper don't get, I come back with the rag.
Taking that bitch like a foot.
You do not come back with no rag. Don't know nigga.
Since everybody don't do it right, what they started doing, they start introducing themselves to them wipes. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't use the wipes.
You know the little flushable wipes and all that kind of shit.
I got the wipes. I don't know. Yeah, I'm a motherfucking real nigga. I don't wear Pampers.
Yeah, I gotta agree with Fly on that one. I ain't finna no white.
So what y'all telling me here on the scoop is real niggas don't use white.
Real niggas don't use white. We can do teacher.
You
teach
your own. I'll tell you that.
Real niggas use tissue only.
All right, cool. Like listen, I'm glad we're having this conversation, ladies and gentlemen, because we have to get some things out there, man. Because
but this whole conversation,
although people is grown, but we just like right. A lot of people still doing it wrong though.
This whole conversation has been full of shit.
just recently. This is the last part.
This is like this whole. Like, bro, I'm glad I don't be on none of these outlets, so whatever the hell y'all motherfuckers be riding.
But they say they don't even, bro, listen, man, this shit crazy, bro.
To each his own, man. If you don't want to wipe, you ain't right, but hey.
If you don't want to beige ass every day, you don't want to beige ass every day.
But they say
it's okay. That's okay.
That shit ain't okay.
All right, and somebody also put in the comments. I ain't gonna say that shit.
No, say it.
Go ahead, because I can't see the comments.
They say that why it be smelling like red dog and shit. But yeah.
Oh man.
I didn't say it. I'm just saying that was in the comments. I'm trying to figure this whole point out.
About our comments. He talking about our comments.
Yeah, right. But here we go. So check it out. All right. So we got that out of the way, right? Mm-hmm. So we say we starting with the neck. I say, you know, I go more the arms or the chest first. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I gotta get neck behind the ear.
Like, you see what I'm saying? I'm here with it before I hit there.
I gotta get all this first. Then, you know, get that high cholesterol off you.
But see, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, that's why you know, I'm kind of hands. I'm kind of hands first. The reason why I'm washing the hands first, because, ladies and gentlemen, like, you have to, whatever.
He just got done touching himself.
So he don't want to take nothing. Wait, listen.
So he like, God damn it.
Wait, you what have am to, I gonna do? You got to wash your hands first, because your hands is probably more dirty than anything else. Like, you see what I mean? I mean, you got to, I'm just saying, all right, boom. You telling me that, all right, you're going to take a dirty hand with a washcloth or anything, and you telling me that, that's not,
I mean,
that's not contact, that's not transferring. I'm saying,
I don't know, wash my hands when I get in there. Like, you saying get soap and wash hands?
Yeah, because sometimes, because look, listen, because sometimes,
this, boy,
it's not doing too much, because sometimes,
this
sometimes,
is really the perfect gentleman.
I'm just saying, sometimes, like, depending on the work, you have dirt up under your nails. You see what I'm saying? Like,
I
get
what you're saying, but I'm saying, like,
no,
all that shit about to come off.
So I'm wrong?
All that shit about to come off once I hit this damn shower, bro.
Well,
I ain't finna wash my hands.
So you acting like Becky with the wash her hair and just let that shit trickle down and she good.
How you supposed to do it, though? Like, I'm trying to
figure out. Then I just found that some people don't even dry their fucking feet or wash their feet. That's another thing that was there.
No.
Do you wash your feet?
Yeah, you I have... do, but that shit be hurting. I can't bend over for a long time, bro, washing my feet.
I'm like, fuck.
About to take that bitch to these little chains.
Oh, yeah, you got to go get that good oil change on them feet now.
Mm-mm, them bitches ain't never been in touch. I'm too embarrassed to bring them out in public. I don't
man,
know.
Boy, I go get a tune-up, boy, listen.
Like I say, John,
I keep a tune-up.
Man, you was raising two different sides of the hood, man.
Yeah, man, listen.
No, I'm just saying, you know.
Nah, I mean, I know it's a lot.
I don't go on my own account, man. But I do it.
No,
I don't go on my own account.
Because I don't want to be in the bed and, you know.
I mean, shit, my feet
sets
anyways already.
We playing footsie, you know, and then she might.
Oh, no, nah, I like my toenail sharp. I want to scratch that motherfucker.
Oh, see, I ain't trying to catch no.
And then you go gargoyle feet. Yeah.
Oh, tyrannosaur feet.
Yep, then. My big toe on this foot, that bitch look like the Ninja Turtle.
Damn, I'm sorry, bro.
All right, it's all right, man.
Sorry to hear that.
Blame my mama.
Sorry to hear that.
Shit.
Hey, that's crazy. Okay, so we got that.
Mm-hmm.
We got almost emotion. Okay, what about drying, bro? Like, and this is what I want to say. Nah, I ain't going to say that part, but check it out. All right, what about drying the towel? Like, how do you use the towel? Like, how are we supposed to
use
the towel
before you throw the bitch into the dirty clothes?
A week.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I wasn't the only one.
That's at the most. It all depends.
You sure? Because
it all depends on if that bitch was hung and dried out perfectly.
Your hands is dirty when you grab the towel when you go in there for the second wash the next day. So
okay.
When you go in and you grab the towel to prepare to be ready for when you get out the shower.
I don't grab a towel.
No, you don't?
I let that bitch sit there until I get
out
of
the
shower.
Oh, you got a towel wrap?
I got a towel wrap behind my door.
Oh, yeah, nah, I ain't got no towel. I throw that bitch over the...
I put the towel wrap behind the door, man.
I just hang it there, and then as soon as I get out the shower,
I'm actually about
I got
to
the
get
pad
booed.
There. Well, I don't put these settings because Vicky don't want me to be on that other mat and I be stepping on the other mat to get my towel and I dry off on the other
mat.
That's
how you telling on yourself.
I just caught a charge.
Fuck that.
I'm
say something about me stepping on these mats.
Yeah. And at that point, you know, I like the expensive mats down there because, on the, I mean, floor
okay,
mats. No, I'm just saying, to make sure that your feet get dry.
Drip.
Make sure your foot get dry right.
I got drip for sale.
Hey, well,
I'm just saying,
hey,
you make sure
like
your feet
mats
you
that are sure. At Home
like,
Goods
like,
or Marshalls like, for like $12.99.
We talking about those mats that like sink down when
yeah,
you
yeah, so when
on.
You put your toes in that,
no,
it'll dry
man,
it. You know what I'm
saying? I still use the towel.
You got to, I mean, I
you got to
do
get
it too.
Them toes.
I do it too. I do it too.
You got to get between them toes.
I just want to ask that question to Tony.
Are you going to ask me, Ben?
Because you don't bathe after you cut yards.
Yeah, bitch. So, I said what I said.
Oh, shit. Oh man.
Hey, don't listen. Lie, y'all, because hey, that's why I was late.
Hey, the comments quiet, bro. They ain't trying to say nothing.
Yeah, I cut my grass.
Bro, y'all too quiet. Bro, y'all too quiet, bro.
I cut my grass today, and I took a shower before I came over here, because I knew I was going to have that shit on.
Mm-hmm.
But if I wasn't going to have that shit on, I'd come to this big grass all in my ass shit. What up, y'all? Sunday to school.
Yeah. All right. All right. Everybody quiet, because like I said, I understand. Don't nobody want to talk about this shit and be real with this shit.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get the whole, I guess, the overall picture, because first of all, you know, the other side, y'all got us fucked up. Matter of fact, in the words of Fly Jock, you can say what the word?
The fuck?
Yeah, y'all got us fucked up. Listen, we not finna just go like, bro, you got to beige your ass. You got to beige your ass thoroughly. Like, it's a way to do it. It's also a way to dry yourself. And that's why I said I wanted to kind of get to that point so we can get off. And then I'm going to ask these other two questions that came in this week to me. I'm going to ask those questions, and then we're going to roll right on into finishing up the show. But I just want to know with the shower, with the towel part, because it's like, I think that there are sections on the towel, and it's like how you use them, how you supposed to use them. You see what I mean?
This nigga about to give us sections.
It sections what, himself. Sections? Like, bro, like the top, bro. Yeah, you got the top part. So you got a top, you got a bottom, you got a center. You see what I'm saying? Like, then you got a front and a back. So what I'm trying to say is,
you don't want to go through that shit.
No, this is what I'm trying to say. It's a way to wipe, though. It's a way to dry. All right. So how you drying? How y'all drying your ass out here on these towels? Because if you're using the face part with your ass, then like Tony just said, now you grab that same shit the next day and you don't follow that same routine.
Let me ask you a question. Okay. All right.
You ain't following that routine.
Since you talking about the towel, what about the rag? Do you have a face rag and a body rag, or just one whole rag?
It's a different thing.
One whole rag, bitch.
Yeah, it's a different thing. Okay, it could be one rag, but then you still won't deal with your face that same way. You just wash your face like how the white folks say, you know, you're supposed to put the soap on that
you
bitch.
You still won't use your face. You won't use the same hand.
I don't understand.
And
you
use
your hand. No, because honestly, you don't have to do too much to the face. Like, if you just went in no booty eating ass, or you just went down in something and sweating, okay, and, you know, your face was all up in the dirt or something like that. Like, you know, you want dirt biting and the dirt fly. Like, so you don't have to literally go hard on your face every day, because trust me, fellas, we don't do half the shit that women do with facial scrubs and all this other extra shit that go on as far as washing your face concern, and why they got the dry skin or the pimples and this, and, you know, or the hormones and all that extra shit that I don't know about. So I'm just saying,
okay,
it don't take much with the face thing, man. You can just add water to the face, and that be gonna come out gator every time. Straight up.
There it is, boom.
You just add water. Add water to the face. That bitch gonna come out gator every time. Nah, it can't fix no God defects. We can't fix what God put a spank brush on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Some of y'all just caught up, he said.
Hey, yeah, so at the end of the day.
God, this guy's joke of the day.
So yeah, man. With that being said, I'm finna dig into these. If we ain't got nothing else to say on this piece, man, we're gonna say our piece on it. I'm glad it probably wasn't a popular conversation, but like, bro, some people need help, bro. Like, and I understand that. Like hell, back in the days when the Moors you know what I'm saying, taught the Europeans how to bathe their ass and shit like that. Apparently we still teaching this shit to today. Still the same thing going on. So, y'all can say what you want, but that's goddamn history.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what it is. So, yeah, it's levels to it. It's certain details that you can't leave out. And all I'm saying is be easy on your towel. We're not going to get it right every time, but, you know.
The man says just be easy on your towel.
Yeah, just, you know, you got to be careful of that. You got to be careful on your butt part. So I keep the butt part in the middle. So, you know, sometimes the butt might be the back part.
Bro, this nigga is the only nigga I know break down the towel,
I've never heard a nigga say, be careful on your towel.
Be careful how you use the towel.
Hey, be easy on the towel, Claire. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so let me ask you.
And make sure that bit dry. Now, make sure that bit dry,
man. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe in wash-ups? You know what a wash-up is.
You talking about washing your dick in his hand after you do something?
No, a wash-up can be like, man, damn, I ain't got time to go take a shower. Let me just
bird bath. Oh yeah,
yeah. I think
that same go with water. Get that rag. Get that important parts.
I think everybody has done that.
Everybody has done it, man.
And I don't think none of us can escape. I don't think nobody could escape that. But except for maybe women. Women do the utmost, bro. They do the most, bro. They gonna go and take that.
I don't think he was on job when I told this story, man. Maybe I did tell the PJ. Now I think of my first bird bath. It wasn't necessarily the smartest damn thing I had, did
what the fuck? What's your first bird bath for, bro?
My mama say, get in there and take a bath.
Everybody had one of them.
I was sitting on the toilet letting the water run. Mm-hmm. Which I don't understand. Like, bitch, you let the water run, right? You just want to get in there. But anyways,
for real, and then you just sitting there.
I'm letting the water run. I was like, okay, well, my mama
you smarter than your mama.
My mama probably smelled my ass. So I look to my right and I see the little air freshener sticking on the wall. So took the top off that bitch and I see like a little Brillo pad looking damn thing. I say, oh, okay, cool. That bitch smell good. I don't took that bitch off.
This bitch don't thought of all that this shit.
I don't wipe up under my arms. With both that. Arms. Wipe up under my nut.
Instead of washing your ass.
Instead of getting in the tub. I don't did all that shit thinking I'm good.
This how you know who the real inventors were, people.
Two minutes later. Man, that bitch went to burning my damn nuts. I jumped in that
At this point, he knew he fucked up.
Bro, I jumped in that goddamn tub so
bad, I'm screaming.
Nah, he need help.
My mama don't bust in the, she don't bust in the door. What the hell you in here screaming for? And then she see the, like, the thing off and she see it on. I know your dumb ass ain't. Yeah, that was one of the golden rules. After that right there, taking a bath, I ain't really seen so bad.
Man, I keep it real, man. Kids, bro, listen, that's y'all, like.
I think it's the boys.
No, bro. It's kids, bro. Like, when y'all, the kids, listen. Just take the goddamn bath, man. We parents are trying to tell y'all to teach y'all son. Y'all out here trying to worry about what the next person doing. Nice. Bathe your ass first. Learn how to bathe your ass first.
And the kids need to know we try to do all them little tricks to not take a bath. We would sit on the toilet for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And get out that bed, your whole back dry.
Bitch, your back.
That bit like sandpaper dry.
Listen, the baths was a real warfare.
We trying to figure out how mama know we ain't take a bath.
Right.
The bath.
Let me smell under your oils and now your heartbeat.
Yeah, like, what? You want to smell me?
Mom, I took a bath, Mom. Mom, I'm serious. Boy, you dry as hell.
Because I dried off, Mom.
So, bro, now you in there dried off. Hey, listen, you don't in there and dried off that good, huh?
I put the blow dryer, Mama. I used the blow dryer.
Now, hey.
Yeah, man.
Tony, that's a classic, bro. Tony on set right here. Matter of fact, that's some shit that need to be.
I never used no damn air freshener.
That is some company that need to be reenacted. Yeah. Like, bro, we need like what his name is again? Damn, what my boy name
I just,
is?
Shit, I remember just getting out, and I forgot that old school deodorant. Man, I done threw that on. But your whole back of your neck still dry and smell. It don't smell like nothing. And I'm fresh from outside. You remember back in days, kids want to be outside.
We was outside.
Man, we was outside then, but nah.
Damn. Yeah, we be in the city with it.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Hey. Let's go on swing on to the, go ahead, Tony, what you had to say?
So, what do you call two women making out in the bathtub?
No mermaids?
I don't know, Tony.
water hose.
Wow.
It was a joke for me. Water hose. Water hose.
Damn,
my boy got a good one in.
I like that. That will work today. So that's the joke of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Good.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, man, that was definitely real good.
Need to find another one. Watch.
Yeah, go I'm good. All right.
And the riddle of the day, and that bit is small as hell, but it says. What do men keep in their pants that their partners sometimes blow?
DD.
All right, we're going to say, I'm going to read it one more time for the comments. It says, what do men keep in their pants that their partners sometimes blow?
Well, in the great words of Ice Cube and Junkie Promoter, Janky Promoters, can you help blow these balloons? I would say balloons for 500, please.
Balloons for 500. All right. Hey, but those are some great answers there, gentlemen. Those are some very good answers. And to me, yeah, I kind of like the, you know, it's Sunday the Scoop, so, you know, I'm definitely going with the Morning Joe.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Morning Joe.
That jerky.
For Morning Joe for 200. Yeah, please. Yeah. Yeah, let me take that.
Morning Joe for 200.
All right, let's go. Let's find out what it is. Y'all ain't hear my bongo drums in a minute. Mm-hmm. And the answer is M-O-N-E-Y.
What that spell?
Money.
Oh, I don't know, because I'm B-R-O-K-E.
M-E-T-O.
Oh, hell no.
That bitch be mad at me.
About the goddamn shit.
That's what is in a man's pants.
Money.
That their partners sometimes blow. Money, wow. Credit cards.
I'm blowing money.
Chips.
Okay, so listen. Before we go, I just want to have a serious question. And cuz you can jump in on this, but I don't know how much of a fan you is between these two artists. But you remember they said Lil Duval did the Plies and Lil Bootsy verses, right? If that was to come. Who y'all taking?
Plies and Lil Bootsy?
Ooh.
Bro, I'm sticking with
I'ma be honest. Damn, that's a good. I'm sticking with. They was talking about that, and I done see.
I know Plies got some bangers, but I'm sticking with Badass.
I'm surprised because I really thought you was gonna say Boosie.
That's Badass.
I mean, I really thought he was gonna say Plies. My fault.
I like Plies. Plies got some bangers, and I like the way Plies like.
See,
you know what? I would like to see that.
Like, when I first heard it, I'm not even going to flex, you know, being that I'm Florida bound, you know, Plies from Florida. I was like, yeah, man, Plies got it. But then when I went to Tampa yesterday, I'm listening to Pandora. I got on Jeezy radio station, but, you know, Boosie come on that bit.
Right.
And I say, if Boosie open up that bit, you want to talk shit? You want to run your mouth? You want some gangsta in front of your motherfucking house? Hey. We'll set this bitch off.
Hey, well, listen.
I said, if he opened it up with that song right
they
there.
They call me Badass.
It ain't no way Plies can be back on that.
I follow Boosie's brother.
Plies got some hits, though.
He got some hits.
Yeah, but see, hits. But see, his hits is more like.
I don't like.
It'd be more swag and more towards the women.
He got some hits.
No, Plies got some big hit back in the day.
You talking about back in the day? You talking about the whole
Plies take off?
Yeah.
Welcome to the mind of a rap nigga.
Hey, he got some hits.
I would like to see it.
I think it will be as one sided because I think Plies gonna have some shit in this chamber. Because I know
that's true.
When Plies first came out,
he did have some.
I love Boosie, but I'm going with Plies.
Yeah, Plies.
Yeah, I'm still going with Boosie, man.
See, Boosie got, like, damn, I don't know.
Because I just be thinking, I don't know, to
me, you know what? I might withdraw, and I might have to do this like a Jeezy and the Gucci situation.
Nah, man.
That's a big...
I think it's just going to be good.
I was just visioning in my head. So, like, let's say Plies use Bust It, Baby, one of his biggest hits, you know, he's on my Bust It, Baby, you know.
Yeah.
And everybody like, yeah, okay, yeah. And see, then Boosie come back. Then Boosie come back on. I got my bitch up in the room. I'm finna rip her ass apart. I bought my other bitch in.
It's
like Boosie gonna keep giving you that energy, bro.
Boosie gonna keep the energy. See, Plies got the ladies. And then he got us.
They got the ladies.
So, you know what I'm saying? Then boom.
But like, Boosie got it too. He just got it on the move. Turned up level
though. They say that I'm crazy.
Oh, I pistol whooped that nigga for 40 minutes straight. Fuck up your face.
I love that shit.
Hey, look, I felt bad on the way home. Hey, Taylor in the background. They say that I'm crazy.
Listen, man.
I can't turn it off.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I think that'd be a very good versus. I mean, just for the people, per se.
Boosie said he ain't gonna do it, but Boosie,
Boosie was back in the days, his concerts.
Like, badass. They paying now, badass. Go ahead and get your check, bro. Go ahead, holla.
And I like how Boosie, even though Boosie been in the game for a long time.
Yeah, Boosie been there for a minute.
He's still around. Plies been in the game for a long time. He's still around. See, the thing is, you got to work with these younger artists. Plies working with a lot of younger artists, and his music sound good still. Mm. He still sound like Plies. Boosie go be Boosie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
See, Boosie, like, I just like Boosie, because Boosie just did that bit, don't give a fuck.
That one bad. S-I-E, that's me. Man, yeah. Listen.
He just did period with the baby.
I like that bitch say,
ain't gonna play with your period.
Mm-hmm. That bitch say, one acting funny because she can't get no money. Don't nobody want Poga because she weigh over 300.
Yeah, boy. Damn, but boy, that'd be a good verse. I can't even vote on that one now. I'm sorry, Plies.
Hey, man, look. Duval dropped that knowledge on us or whatever. We gonna try and speak it into existence, man. Boosie versus Plies versus, man. We need to say that shit before on the scoop already?
You sure we ain't say that shit on the scoop already?
Nah, we been going on. Yeah, like, we need to go ahead and hashtag Boosie versus Plies, man. Get Boosie out that bit, man. I think it'd be very entertaining.
And that gotta be in the club.
Yeah, bro, listen.
I would love to go to the club.
They need to put that bit in the same type, like, bro, before they try and shut us back down, put them two together, man.
Gotta do an arena.
Because you know they both gonna have that shit on. They both gonna have that arena on.
You got to do an arena. It's gonna be too big.
No, I'm talking about, it ain't gonna be in no club. I'm just saying, I would go watch that verse in the club with all the...
But see,
you gotta do it down south.
Though. You gotta come.
You gotta come to
don't do that Magic City. Cause
shit, all both of them fuck with Orlando. Let's go to Cleo's.
Nah, I don't want to do that at Cleo's.
We ain't even gonna be able to park, man. You gotta park all the way down the road.
I met Plies at Cleo's when Plies used to come down here all the time, wearing Chuck Taylors and Dickies.
I met Plies.
Do that at the convention center, man.
It won that the
Convention Kills, like Center bullshit. Hey, we can do it at the Smith Center or the Northwest Center.
Yeah, do it in a place that's safe.
You
might as well do it at Tropical Magic.
I think I met Plies at Scenes.
he performed out there, right?
Yeah, listen, man, listen.
We got a couple of spots we can do it here. Y'all can do it at my house, in the backyard. Or in my garage.
That's what we talking about. All right, check it out, man.
Homeowners Association.
Y'all got anything in closing as far as topic go and anything? Just going to get it off your chest.
On a serious tip off the topic, you know, we need to pray for Haiti. You know,
that's right.
You know what I'm saying? My coworkers, shout out to all my Haitian homies out there. You know what I'm saying? Them boys going through it. Not, I ain't saying they going through it now, but they're going through it with their family that's up in Haiti, you know. They going through it.
Yeah, yeah. I just.
It's always something going on there, man.
I hate that fact or whatnot, man. You know, these people controlling shit. But yeah, at the end of the day, yeah, shout out to Haiti, man. Y'all definitely call and check on your people, and things like that. Keep going, keep being diligent towards it. That was a 7.2. That was close to close to the capital. And things like that. And I don't understand, you know, a lot of this shit happened in Haiti, but Dominican on the other side. But with that being said, yeah, definitely do that. Another thing I'm gonna touch on from that is young girls, man. Y'all and these hot boys and whatever the fuck y'all think y'all doing, the shit not cool. You know what I mean? Like with the young lady that lost her life to her own, like that shit was sad to even hear. That was sad to even hear. So y'all just, and what I mean by that, if you got the hot boy like that and really be careless, like with leaving your pieces, and that's why y'all last need to be down there. Y'all need to go holler at Bodie. Go holler at one Bodie. Go get with Zoned Out, man. Get with both of them. Y'all get y'all conceals. If y'all just can't get it because you done fucked up your record already, that's your stupid ass. Because a lot of these new rappers and stuff show can actually stunt on y'all with this and they be really legal to tote,
right?
You know, so they can talk they FNNs and 223s talk, you know what I'm saying, 308s and all that shit. Like, they can talk that talk because of the simple fact that half of these cats probably legal now. So don't be doing that, man. Learn how to do that stuff. It's a way to do things. It's a way to have your artillery and all that kind of stuff at the house versus just, I mean, come on, man. Like a toddler, bro.
Guns and drugs. Bro, that shit. Whatever that y'all shit. Do, know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. That shit don't even supposed to be in now.
Listen, social media is to have fun. Showing your drugs, showing what you got for the low, all these pistols, bro. Keep that shit off social media.
Yes.
Because that's how y'all getting railroaded. Telling you now, these are folks ain't playing.
Well, first of all,
keep it off social media.
It's FBI, it's Facebook and Instagram. Duh, you dumbass.
If a person follow me, you see, I'm just happy, joy, joy. Fuck all that. I ain't got shit for sale.
Well, you know, gangsters never portray themselves as
right
as that the man saying. Or having to be hard or having to do that. A gangster just had to make, you know, logical or hard choices that put them in the position of being, you know, held to a certain extent as, you know, glorious or victorious. And that's just what it was.
Posting all this damn money.
Oh, it ain't working nowhere.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. Y'all got to do better, man. For real.
Yeah. So that part, what we had, like Fly just said, man. So, hey, y'all tighten up on that. Other than that, I do have a quote of the day. Quote of the day said, do right by people. So when they post stuff, you don't assume that shit about you. You know what I'm saying? So that's plain and simple.
Yeah.
And the other one says, don't chase people, man. Be an example. Attract them. Work hard. Be yourself. The people who belong in your life will come and find you and stay. Just do your thing. All right? So that means that you don't have to be on here like Fly just said. You know, posing, you know, fern, you know, acting to be this type of person. You know, just be who you are. And that's just it, man. And just like the other one said, do right by people. So that way you ain't got to think that when they posting something. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes people really just post stuff because they like it or they think they like it or somebody else really do it. So they really just sharing what somebody else already sharing. They ain't really got nothing to do with you.
True.
So, I mean, hey. True. Listen, if anybody's ever offended by anything I post, you are a idiot, technically, because I don't have the time or the day to sit here and worry about you to the point
I finna
post something about you. Like, nah, I'm just let you be. I'm going to let you do your thing, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, be victorious in your own mind, in your own right, and it'll be just that. Trust me.
And then people won't talk about you.
Media talk so bad about me, but the streets they do so bad without me.
All right, so
a walking jukebox.
Can't ban the snowman. Hey.
All right. Other than that, like we said, hey, it's me over here. Like I said, y'all need plumbing, willpowerservice.com. Y'all definitely check your boy out and get with me. Mm-hmm. We definitely in motion, and I'm going to pass it out to
Tony motherfucking D.
Yo, a man in this more alive and in effect. If y'all following the page, I do want to apologize. I don't been cutting a lot of grass, but I ain't been posting on the pictures. And I have a couple of clients that got mad because they said, I thought I was going to make it a page. So when y'all see a whole slew of posters on the man in this more, if you
load
follow
their ass up,
you know, just know I'm load out here working. Up. I'm grinding. Man, I'm just trying to make it happen. And I haven't had a unsatisfied customer. I'm waiting on that day to come.
That's all right. It is going to happen in the customer
gonna
service.
Happen. It's going
to
happen.
Ain't nothing perfect, trust me.
And I'm just waiting on that day to come because I need that, you know. So thank everybody for the support, all the pickups that I'm doing.
As a matter of fact, with that being said, I'm unsatisfied because Tony MFD, a man in this more, decides to give somebody the heads before getting to... Never mind.
Oh, I'm about to say, cuz this fucking jungle circus arena that I got to cut over this motherfucker. It's a beautiful yard once I'm done, but boy, it's hell doing it. I'm about to say, bitch, I'm coming to do your yard tomorrow. So just shut the hell up and leave me alone right now. I was going to do it today, but I had to put that shit on, man.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Fly.
Fit it to fit.
Fit it to fit. Ladies.
Y'all once my dog fits the water leak, once he get your yard right, you can step out in the city and fit it to fit.
That's right.
Hey, matter of fact, fit it to fit is definitely needed. It's a new gym that just opened up off Hawassee, and you know, they put a nice gym in the hood. I know y'all want to have that shit on.
Ain't nothing like fit it to fit with them new Air Max you go work out in. Girl, them niggas go drop them weights looking at you.
Ain't nothing like that fit to fit when you standing at the gym checking your mirror, telling your best friend, like, girl, I think my butt getting big. Hey, butt getting big.
You take that picture, that boomerang.
All right. We talking about that shit gonna make you put both ass cheeks on the counter, not just one.
Listen. You gonna be doing squats all the time.
Don't be dumb, man.
Oh, shit.
All right, that's what we talking about. That's what we talking about, man. Listen here, man. Hey,
if y'all got a party coming up, DJ, holla at Fly.
Yeah, please holla at
Shout out to everybody that has been reaching out, too.
Shout out.
Yeah, man, and if y'all need him to DJ, but y'all want me to keep it hype, you know, say, hey, man, how much it is for you to add Tony into the show? And all I think I need is a small paragraph about who you are. And I would make a big thing that I've known you my whole life. And I'm
You don't want your social security number.
No, that's my daughter.
Yeah, his daughter asked for social security.
My daughter wants your social.
Yeah, she got to do a background check. Yeah. You know, to make sure that you check out you is who you is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know and if you want to make an appointment for a man and his more, that's who will set up your appointment. Be advised, she try and set up everybody's appointment at 6 in the morning. Don't really understand but that's our go-to time. So what time you want my daddy to come? I mean, what time you want us to come over there?
That's what I'm talking about.
I was thinking 6.
Ooh.
There it is. Daddy, hey. You got to get it early.
Hey, boy.
You knock him out early, you in early, yeah, and guess what?
She really trying to help you knock. She trying to help you organize, so you get it knocked out early, so she you ain't cutting into her damn time.
There it is. Boom.
Shit.
Daddy, no, I'm ready for Chipotle.
She tried to, bro, listen. I had took my daughter to the game yesterday. I put on my neck. Man, shit, she was solid. I told her, come on. I said, what we eating? She told us Chipotle. I said, nah, that rice, nah, we ain't doing that shit, baby. We got to find something else to eat.
Hey, you said we got to do something else? All right.
Yeah, I probably
what we
see
got, man,
Chipotle,
it's,
though.
It's the scoop, man. We love y'all.
Yes. Yes. I just like to say I feel blessed on this one.
Blessed on this one, yeah.
Yeah.